Gosh, I love my Bible study. Just saying. I'll brag on them all day, every day. All right, I want to open us up in prayer. Jesus, we thank you for tonight. We thank you that we get to come and learn more about you. God, I just pray that you be speaking this time, speak to everyone here, that we can leave changed and leave, more in love with you. Thank you, Jesus, so much. In your name, amen. So, tonight, I'm going to be talking about something that isn't necessarily new. Actually, we can go ahead. You can throw up the title. It doesn't spoil anything. Something that isn't new, but is becoming more publicly a problem. It's a little bit heavy. It's a little bit serious, but it's really important, I think, to talk about, and it's something that God's been working on in my life. In past messages that I've given, I always talk about what God's doing in me because there's life in that. So this is how our faith, not ours, and there's things going around right now publicly of our faith, our beliefs, our relationship with Jesus being majorly based off emotions. We have this past year seen influential Christians, leaders in the church leave. They've renounced their faith because they just didn't feel right or they just didn't feel like it anymore. So I'm talking about the emotions, but I really want to state up front that emotions aren't bad. Emotions are good. Emotions are great. We need them. They are an important thing. I'm a very emotional person. You can ask anyone in my Bible study from the past couple of years. And, I mean, you look at Pastor Joe, he talks a lot about in his testimony how he basically shut off emotions in his life for years. And it took time, but God came through and wrecked those walls, and he became an emotional man who loves Jesus and loves all very much.
Amen.
But we should feel God, right? We should feel the Spirit of moving. We should feel peace. We should feel joy. We should feel zeal, right? We should have these emotions. We should feel these things, but it's really important that it's not just off our emotions. And so what I really want to talk about with this tonight is are we basing our faith on how we feel? Or are we basing it on our convictions? We're basing it on our convictions. So I was praying over this, just, okay, God, why are we even at this point? Why have we, within Christianity, gotten to this point where we've lost touch with our convictions? Why are we here? And I really felt like God was speaking to me about value, speaking about our value in how we see ourselves. And so culturally, right now is a time where it's like, love yourself, be you, right? Embrace yourself, things like that. But at the same time, we can go on social media, you can go on the internet, and you'll see a post, someone talking about how they're ugly, how they're undesired, and it's not hard to find something like that. You see self-deprecating jokes. They're encouraged. In fact, I love the movie. If you don't like it, we can talk about it after. But Toy Story 4, okay? I love the movie. It's really good. This isn't going to spoil if you haven't seen it. But there's a character in the movie who became popular, but literally all he does is talk about how he's trash. And it's this thing in society where we've just kind of become used to it or desensitized to it. So in our lives, what are we listening to? Are we listening to the lies of the enemy, where it could come through thoughts, it could come through the internet, it can come through people around us, things that are being spoken over us, but they're lies? Or are we listening to God? Throughout Scripture, God tells us how much he values us. He tells us our worth to him, how he sees us. And if you went to Big Weekend, you should have got this awesome Devo book. Okay, these things are awesome. You can write stuff. Have one hand, it's a little hard. You can have these pages for notes, things like that. If you didn't go to Big Weekend, we have them in the back. You can buy them. They're super cool. But in the front, they have, it's like a thing with My Time with Jesus, kind of helping you with quiet time devotional. But then the next page is God's promises for you. Check this out. Look how small a font that is. And that's just some, okay? I mean, heck, you can go like this. Look how small a font this is. And this is all. But this is just God's love for us. And I just want to go over a couple of these. I just threw up a couple we have here. I'm going to kind of has a statement, and then with that has a verse. And so I just wanted to speak truth, speak value of what God sees us. So first one, I am free from condemnation and the vicious cycle of sin and death. Romans 8, 1 through 2. There is, therefore, now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. Amen? Amen. All right, next one. I am washed, sanctified, and justified in Jesus. 1 Corinthians 6, 11. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Next one after that. I am adequate, complete, equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3, 6 through 7, or 16 through 17. All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work. And then the last one for tonight is, I am chosen. 1 Thessalonians 1:4. For we know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you. Guys, you are so valued by God. You are so loved by God. And if you don't understand that, it's going to be so much harder to be able to walk in your convictions, to walk based on what God is telling you to do. So the question is then, knowing this, seeing this, knowing the scripture and what it says, who are you comparing yourself to? Who are we comparing ourselves to? Are we comparing ourselves to the world that's around us or to Christ and who he has made us to be based on what he says, right? So in my life, this is, again, I speak for what's going on with me. This is something that's been really big in my life and something that's taken years to learn. But I have and I do struggle with value. I struggle with how I see myself. In middle school, I was bullied by my friend group. I have struggled with feeling a belonging. Despite having a lot of friends around me, I have struggled to have true, deep relationships with people. I've struggled with thoughts like, why me? I'm not good enough, or there's somebody else could do it better than I would. I make those jokes that are comments that aren't necessarily positive about myself. And it's something that I've been working through, and it's been a journey. This past year especially, God's done so much inside of me and seen who I am, who he's created me to be. And through this time, through this him speaking, through him growing, through me seeking after him into his word, digging in there and for vision of my life and things like that, I've learned more and more about how he sees me. And I've been able to learn how to walk in conviction and walk in truth. So we have to remember emotions are fickle. Sometimes they are spot on. Sometimes it's like, yeah, absolutely. That is 100% it. But they also can be lying and deceiving. And so, but when we walk in our convictions, convictions that are based in Scripture, based in Christ, we will never be wrong. You'll never be wrong when we walk in our convictions. The Bible is full of examples. I think it's just natural humanity of being either walking in our emotions or walking in our convictions. But there are two specifically that stand out as very obvious ones. So one is Jonah. So Jonah was, I'm just going to give a real quick spark notes. If you don't know the story of Jonah, it is in the book of Jonah. Jonah was a prophet, but he never really got it. I'm so glad people got that. Great. So Jonah, God tells him, hey, go to Nineveh. I want you to go reach people there. And he goes, nope. And he goes the other direction. And God goes, nope. And so Jonah goes, he's on a boat. There's a storm. Everyone on the boat's freaking out, and they're all praying out to their gods. And Jonah's down the boat sleeping. And the captain comes down and goes, what are you doing? He's like, sleeping. And he's like, you need to go pray to your God. And so eventually Jonah tells him, like, well, I believe in the God who created all of this. And he's going off, and they're like, oh, okay, yeah, we're afraid. So basically, what do we do now? So they cast lots. Jonah gets booted off the boat. A big fish, whale, whatever you want to call it, swallows him up. He's there for a while. And in that time, he's praying. He's like, hey, God, like, I'm really sorry. Like, forgive me. I'm going to go. So the fish, whale, spits him out. He goes to Nineveh, and he starts preaching and telling them about God, and the whole city is saved. Sure, he then, after that, is like still doesn't want God to show mercy, and he waits for God to smite him down, which doesn't do. But it's just so cool when you look at what God does when we walk in our emotions versus what he does when we walk in our convictions. When he was in his emotions, when he was walking in his emotions, he didn't want to go to Nineveh. He didn't want God to show mercy. His emotions brought him to the opposite direction of where he's supposed to go. His emotions ended up getting him swallowed up by a fish, right? But when he walked in his conviction, the whole city was saved. Another example is David and Goliath. So David's this wee little lad, and he goes on up to go see his brothers who are in the military, in the army, and there's another army, and he's like, basically, again, spark notes, I'm skipping a ton, it's okay. There is this big man, he's a giant, his name's Goliath, and they're basically like, you defeat, basically, you send your best man, we send ours, and if whoever wins, wins. And so everyone's kind of afraid, but David goes, well, I'll go, let's do this, right? So David goes in with a sling and three rocks, does his thing, knocks out Goliath, and then goes over and chops his head off, which is super cool. So super side note, I wasn't going to talk about this, but it's hilarious. Bethany Fitzgerald, when she was like 4 or 5, somewhere around there, was asking her, do you guys know who Bethany is? Pastor Dan, Cassie's kid. I was asking her what her favorite Bible story was. She's like, David and Goliath. I'm like, yeah. She goes, yeah, my favorite part's when he cuts off his head. And I'm like, oh, okay. Dan, you know, a conversation. But David, when he went up, was he like, you know, I'm just a boy. I really shouldn't be here. In fact, I'm just going to head on out. Someone else will take care of it, right? No. He goes, I'm going to do this because my God is bigger. My God is in control. And David knew exactly what he needed to do. And because of that, God's glory was able to shine through it. So, what about for us? What would happen if we decided to walk in conviction? Imagine this, okay? A lot of you guys are students, so. It's a long day. You just had a test. You're tired. You're hungry. You're walking in the cafeteria. You're going to get some food. You're just done with the day, okay? So you get your food. You're going to go sit down. And God tells you, go talk to that person in the booth on the other side of the room. The result at that point of walking in your emotion is you have a nice meal. Cafeteria. You had an okay meal. You have your meal. You have some good time with your friends. Maybe you're by yourself. Heck, maybe even you got some time in the Bible. But the person in the booth missed out on Jesus. The person in the booth missed out on a relationship with a new friend. And now they're going to go back to their room and do who knows what. But the result when you walk in conviction is a life that's changed forever. It doesn't have to be anything big and profound, but just the conversation can change someone's life completely. So, now what? What's next for us? Maybe God spoke to you a big weekend. Maybe he spoke to you at Bible study. Maybe he spoke to you at church or walking to class. What did he say? What does he want you to do? Are you afraid? Good, you should be, because a life with God is not a comfortable one. So what are you going to do? Are you going to live a life based on your emotions? Are you going to listen to your emotions, or are you going to listen to your convictions? That's what I got. Jesus, we thank you. Thank you for tonight. God, we thank you for the opportunity to be able to learn about how you love us, how you value us, and how you see us. God, I just want to thank you for loving us, and thank you for that. We're not worthy of it. We don't deserve it, but you do it anyways. So God, I pray right now that as people have life spoken over them, as people had words given to them, as you spoke to them, God, that they'd be willing to move, be willing to act and be obedient to you, God. God, I pray for changed lives, both in this room and in our campuses and our neighborhoods, God, that it would just be the lives changed for you. Thank you so much. Amen. We're going to have worship. If you guys want prayer for anything, we're going to have people over here by the doors, windows, that are going to be praying. We're open to prayer with you guys. Seriously, anything that's on your heart, you need healing, do it. It's awesome. God's good. Thank you guys.